While Dave Brubeck may be getting along in years, his soul and his sound remain young. Brubeck's popular hits, his offbeat imagination, and professorial charm have made him famous, even among audiences who know little about jazz. Ramsey Lewis is another jazz musician who has sold records like a rock star. In the mid-1960s, his flamboyant piano was the perfect complement to the rollicking blend they called soul jazz. But neither Brubeck nor Lewis are frozen in time or resting on laurels earned years ago. Just ahead, we'll hear new music and old from these iconic pianists. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'm Wendell Pierce. More than 50 years ago, Dave Brubeck and the legendary saxophonist Paul Desmond became fixtures on the college concert scene. They played new compositions and imaginative extended takes on the Great American Songbook. This is Brubeck's own contribution to that book. In Your Own. Thank you. Dave Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way, with Bobby Melitello on alto sax, Michael Moore bass, and Randy Jones on drums. Dave Brubeck has maintained an enviable balance between artistic freedom and popular success. He once got into a shouting match with the legendary composer Arnold Schoenberg. The European master insisted that merely sounding good was insufficient theoretical justification when composing, a stance that his then 22-year-old student found absurd. Brubeck's stiff spine, not to mention his flair for melody and blocky solo style, made him a hit with audiences throughout the 50s. At the end of that decade, his Take Five would become one of the best-selling and most rhythmically creative albums in jazz history. The State Department tapped Brubeck to represent American artistic freedom by giving concerts behind the Iron Curtain. On the stage at the Rose Theater, Brubeck recalls how dissidents inspired his composition, Zankuje. That's Polish for thank you.
Secretly, we had an underground meeting, and they said, remember, we Poles love freedom as much as you.
Dziękuję, a thank you to the Polish people. Solo piano by Dave Brubeck, just about a half century after he wrote that tune.
Marion McPartland is 90. So I feel like a kid. She asked me to be on her piano jazz show. I said, well, I've been on it a lot, Marion. You ought to get some young people. She said, this is different. This is going to be in Borders Bookstore. So we were down in the basement, 2 9-foot grands. And Marion always talks to her guests. She said, Dave, have you written anything lately? I said, yeah. She said, when? I said, on my way down here to play with you. She said, well, what is it? And I said, oh, it's a new tune. She said, well, can you play it? I said, I don't know. I've never played it. So she said, well, play 2 or 3 choruses and then I'll come in with you. But give me a cue, what it's all about. I said, Marion, you'll have no trouble. Do you know your name? She said, yeah. Well, this tune is your name. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, it goes, Marion, my pardon. That's the theme. You people hold on to that theme and help me out.
the alto solo by Bobby Militello, another Dave Brubeck original, entitled Marion McPartlin. Brubeck is always composing. Sometimes it can be a challenge to present new work when the audience wants to hear its favorites. Actor Alec Guinness, who played Ben Kenobi in Star Wars, was so appalled that a young fan told him he had seen the film dozens of times that he asked the kid never to watch the movie again. But this master of the keys still seems to delight in the debonair concoction that is...